Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Fox for Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation. We're breaking format this week to bring you the pilot program of a new series we're developing. We plan to release more of them periodically. So let us know what you think of this one. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org.
This is the Poetry Reader from poetryfoundation.org. On this program, a variety of reviewers recommend books of poetry. I'm Peter Campion. I'm a poet and a critic, and the reviewer for this edition of the Poetry Reader. The book I really want to recommend is David Wojahn's Interrogation Palace, New and Selected Poems from University of Pittsburgh Press. It collects poems from 1982 to 2004. One reason I'm enamored of Wojahn's work is that he seems to me one of the very few poets since Robert Lowell who convincingly melds the personal and the political. If I were to suggest a door into this new book for readers, I would say look at the poem Pentecost. In it, he imagines his father as a GI in the Second World War, guarding Ezra Pound's cage on the Air Force Base at Pisa, where Pound was imprisoned for suspicion of treason from his bizarre, bigoted radio broadcasts. At the end of the poem, his father, who's drunk a lot of grappa at an Italian cafe, for a moment sort of imagines that he has the imagination, the poetic intelligence of Ezra Pound. We actually have a recording of David Wojahn himself reading this poem. Here's the end of it.
He drops his lira on the checkered tablecloth, drains the glass, and blames the trance of grappa for the oddness of his thoughts. How he felt for a moment he'd had the power to speak in Greek, Italian, and Chinese, his thoughts churning forth in swirling cadences, like oars striking brightly against a sea so vivid he's blinded and must turn away.
One thing I like about this is it imagines this intersection of Pound's great epic intelligence and Private Wojahn's day-to-day life as a GI. And for a moment, there's this, you know, infusion almost of the spiritual into the everyday. Another reason I'm very impressed by his poetry is he seems to me to have a novelist talent for building huge panoramas. His intelligence seems to sort of go all over the place. One of my favorite poems of his comes from a series of sonnets about rock and roll, a series called Mystery Train. This poem is called Bo Diddley at Rick's Cafe America in Long Beach Island, New Jersey, 1985. And it begins with a quote you probably would recognize from Bo Diddley's famous song, Who Do You Love?
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me who do you love?
Here's how the poem begins, and we don't have a recording of him reading this one. He walks 40,000 miles of barbed wire. He wears a cobra snake for a necktie, etc. He is living at the moment in a Tallahassee trailer and plays to a crowd of 28 tonight. Ooh-wah, in this dive clinging to a pier, night smell of sweat, excremental Jersey water. I love the way that Wojahn gets the grandeur and strangeness of Bo Diddley into that poem and also gets us behind the scenes to the tawdry reality of life behind fame. In his homage to Ryszard Kapuscinski, the great Polish journalist who died recently, Wojahn gives this description, and it's more than a description, of the funeral of Ayatollah Khomeini in 1989. Now begins the dark-robed conflagration, each chador a molecule, ravenous for oxygen, flaring white-hot. Now he is theirs, and they are one, devouring alpha and omega, each face a frame in a film with a cast of billions. The future belongs to them. I think that ending suggests the ways in which Wojahn is one of the poets who really has the pulse of our often very frightening political present in his poems. You know, Wojahn has this incredible panoramic skill, almost as Dickensian or Joycean ability to build a structure which is like a city itself, and you can enter all these different rooms and find all these different secrets and see all these different characters and follow them from place to place. And yet, I don't think that this novelist's skill precludes in any way his lyrical intensity, the sense you get of this one consciousness and imagination sort of plowing its way through the material of life. There's a poem of his called Fort Snelling National Cemetery, St. Paul, Minnesota. It's a poem in which the poet visits his family plot where his father is buried. And here are the first six lines of that poem. 30,000 dead, the markers all identical. And with a map, I find his stone, find my own name chiseled here between the monoliths of airport runway lights and the world's largest shopping mall, its parking lot nudging the cemetery fence. The spirit in its tunnel does not soar, the spirit raised by wolves. I love the way that Wojan gets both the world of the Mall of America, right? The world's largest shopping mall, the world of airport runway lights, along with the ritual, almost ahistorical, timeless world of monoliths and of the spirits raised by wolves. Wojan is a poet who somehow has that connection to this larger totality, and yet also this no-nonsense, down-to-earth acknowledgement of the fact that our graveyard might be right next to the Mall of America. I don't think Wojan has gotten anything near the attention he deserves. I don't know why the prize committees and the anthologists aren't paying attention. Come on already. On the other hand, I think, be that as it may, we have this book, Interrogation Palace by David Wojan, Selected Poems from the University of Pittsburgh. This has been a production of PoetryFoundation.org. For the Poetry Reader, I'm Peter Campion.